She paused her frantic movements and stopped to listen. She'd been doing what most mothers find themselves doing on this day, working feverishly and frantically, trying to get everything ready for tomorrow and for the big meal. Oh, there's so much left to do, she thought. See, I have to get the house ready. Need to get dinner preparations all done. Let's see, potatoes, green bean casserole. Dessert is almost ready. What else? Ah, I have to run to the store to make one more stop before it closes. And then get back here ready to go to church tonight. Oh, I just need to stop. He's playing now without me forcing him to. I just need to stop and listen. He walked away from the piano and walked past the Christmas tree. He shook his head as he continued down the hall. He had been holding out hope that somehow it would be there. But he knew from even a quick glance under the tree, it wasn't. It's not like you can really disguise what he was wanting for Christmas. Guitar-shaped presents are a dead giveaway. And there wasn't one under the tree. He knew what he was asking for Christmas cost a lot, and he knew his mom did not have extra, but that didn't stop him from hoping. He shut the door to his room and flopped onto his bed. Now it was Christmas Eve. It was too late. He wasn't getting it. He would have to pretend to be happy with whatever she did get him. I'll probably just get clothes. Ugh, what a pain. Perfect way to end this screwed up year. Darren, I have to run to the store. I'll be back in a bit. Would you take the food out of the oven when the timer goes off? Just set it on the counter to cool. Sure, whatever, he said, happy that he was alone. Sometimes disappointment is the only companion we have room for. Driving to the store, her mind still racing on how much she still had to get done. But then, a song came on the radio, and all the busyness and the hustle and bustle slipped away for a few moments. It's not easy for moms to let go of stress, but as she turned up the volume, her worries faded away, at least for a time. Watch it, lady. The peacefulness of her car ride vanished as she tried to make her way down the busy sidewalk. The man glared at her from behind his arm full of packages and then hurried on his way. Merry Christmas to you, she sighed as she weaved in and around the people. This is what Christmas has become? She shook her head. So much to do and not enough time to do it. She glanced at the faces as they zoomed by, everyone on their own holiday mission. Well, I'm no better, I suppose. I'm not even sure why I'm going here again. I don't know. Maybe he'll have a Christmas sale. Ah, that's what I need. But would he apply a sale price to an item on layaway? Well, all I can do now is hope. She finally saw the familiar sign. She'd been coming here for months to make small payments, hoping to have it paid off in time. The neon of the sign shone through the gently falling snow. Carl's Music Center. She opened the door and walked in. Carl waved at her, smiling from behind the counter. She'd been in the store so many times the past few months, she felt like Norm walking into the Cheers bar at this point. Carl was helping another customer, an older gentleman in a long coat that almost seemed to reach the floor. Carl walked the old man over to the guitar section. She'd been heading that way but stopped, not wanting to interrupt their conversation. She looked around the store but couldn't help focusing on Carl and the old man. Her eyes widened as they stopped in front of a used Gibson guitar, the very one that she had on layaway. She held her breath. No way, she thought. There's no way he's going to buy that guitar. Carl wouldn't sell it to him, would he? Why would that old man want it anyway? It's the cheapest one in the store, for crying out loud. She breathed a sigh of relief as Carl handed the old man another guitar. She recognized that guitar as well. It was a Les Paul guitar, midnight blue in color. She recognized it because that was the one Darren kept going back to when they came here months ago. Darren's eyes lit up when he held it, but her eyes lit up when she saw the price. She told Darren there was no way they could afford it. She could still see his crestfallen face as Carl plugged the midnight blue guitar into an amp, and the old man began to play. She heard the tune, and her mind added in the familiar words. As the gentleman finished playing, she asked Carl if the guitar that she had been paying on had been put on sale. He smiled sadly and shook his head. She got out her checkbook, afraid of what she would see. Then she blinked. She calculated the figures again. She would have just enough to pay off the balance on the guitar and still have enough for the rest of the month. A smile broke out on her face, and her heart skipped a beat. But then, a cold realization washed over her, erasing her smile. I haven't given at church yet, she thought. She brushed a strand of hair from her vision and ran the figures again through her head with the same result. If I give tithe tonight at church, I won't have enough for the guitar and for the rest of the month. She began to rummage quickly through her purse, hoping to find some money to help her out of this bind. What should I do? He really wants a guitar. I have to get it today, she decided, and walked toward Carl, who was back at the counter. Just as she was about to tell Carl to get the used Gibson, she heard the old man begin to play on one of the store's pianos. The simple tune pierced her. She remembered hearing Darren play that song in a recital years before. The lyrics tumbled around in her mind until they seated themselves firmly in her heart. She closed her purse and began to pray. Lord, I need to put you first. I guess the guitar can wait. Please help Darren to understand. Excuse me, came a voice interrupting her prayer. Startled, she opened her eyes. What? Oh, I'm sorry, said the old man. I thought you were talking to me. Perplexed, she looked at him. I didn't think I was talking out loud. Sorry, no, I wasn't talking to you. My mistake and my apologies. Are you a musician? Me? No, my son is. Really? What instrument does he play? Asked the old man. Well, he's been playing piano for years now, but he really wants to transition to the guitar. Ah, I see. Both excellent instruments. You have done well to create a love for music in him. She chuckled slightly to herself, thinking of all their arguments about practicing the piano. Made her wonder if she had created a love for music or just fought a lot of battles in the war of piano lesson practices. Well, I hope so. Thank you, but I must be going. I still have a lot to do today. You're not buying anything then, he said. No, not today, she replied. How about you? She asked, although she didn't really know why. Well, I was thinking about just getting that used Gibson over there. It has a magnificent sound. Really? She tried to mask her emotions, but the thought of the guitar that she had been trying to pay for on layaway suddenly being bought by this old man made her want to scream. You don't think I should? The old man asked. It's not my place to say, sir. Fair enough, the old man replied. I have kept you from your busy schedule long enough. Merry Christmas, he said with a wink and walked back over to the guitars. Agony raged in her soul. She couldn't believe this was happening. She had to leave. She had to get out of there before she said something she would regret. With tears filling her eyes, she pushed her way out of the door even before Carl could tell her goodbye. She hated being rude, but she had to leave. After all the saving and working extra hours, now to lose the guitar on Christmas Eve to some old, albeit nice man, made her stomach twist. The cold air forced her to wipe away tears as she made her way to the car. Some Christmas this was turning out to be. The old man walked by the store owner who was counting cash at the register. "I better get going. He's running out of time." Carl looked up. "Who's running out of time?" Carl asked, looking around. His store was empty. She got home and called, "Darren, time to get ready for church." They rode together in the car, but try as she might to start a conversation to try to forget her last trip, Darren was just not talkative. So she decided to bring out the big guns. "Maybe she'll be here tonight." "What? Who?" he said as his mother smiled at him. She turned the car into the parking lot. "I don't know what you're talking about," he said. But a smile broke out on his face as well. She was happy to see Darren find his smile, and happy to know that she could still help him find it. Even if it did make her freak out a bit to know that there might be a she in his life. That was certainly something that they would have to talk more about, but not right now. They got out of the car and walked toward the church. "Thanks for coming tonight." "Sure thing, Mom." Finding a couple of seats in the crowded pews, they sat down. She watched his eyes dart around the sanctuary. When they stopped, she followed his stare across the congregation until she found the she sitting at the end of his gaze. Seeing the look in his eyes confirmed what her mother's intuition already knew. As she pondered this new reality, the music began. And soon, she was listening to the message in the music and decided that she would worry about Darren's she some other time. The church service ended, and Darren made his way through the crowd to where he last saw Angel. The churchgoers around him greeted each other with joyful wishes. Several folks shook his hand, wishing him a Merry Christmas. The crowd thinned for a moment, and he spotted her. His heart skipped a beat, as most young men's heart tend to do in this situation. But just as he started forward again, what he saw made him stop, like he had just slammed into an invisible wall. Angel was laughing and visiting with friends, but Darren's insides twisted as he saw a guy next to her put his arm around her shoulders. That was bad enough, but then she leaned into the guy and continued her visiting. Darren's stomach seemed to twist and contort as if to make room for his heart to sink its way down into his shoes. First no guitar, and now this? Some Christmas, he thought to himself as he turned and walked away. Darren's mother saw him make his way back toward her from across the foyer. She immediately noticed the expression on his face and thought, what happened? She looked behind her son and saw the problem. The focus of Darren's attention had some other guy's arm draped over her shoulders. Oh dear. "I'm leaving," he said, deadpanned. "Oh, okay, I'm ready to head home." "No, Mom, I don't want to ride. I just want to go for a walk." "But Darren, it's cold. I'm not a kid anymore, Mother. I will be fine. I'll be home later." "Okay, is there anything I can do?" "Don't wait up," he said over his shoulder as he pushed his way out of the church doors and into the night. She then did the best thing a mother can do in this situation. She prayed, "Lord, be with him tonight. We've been through so much this year. Darren's still adjusting to losing his dad. Please help him tonight. Darren stalked away from the church. Anyone in the parking lot who saw him coming and thought to extend holiday wishes quickly changed their minds. All his emotions that he'd held in check for so long bubbled to the surface and threatened to spill over. "This bites," he said, as he made his way across the snow-covered sidewalks. The breeze snapped at his face, finally causing him to stop. He looked around, trying to figure out where his feet had actually taken him this night. He noticed the street sign near him. He was at the crossroads of E Street and Crossroads Avenue. "How in the world did I get this far from home?" he wondered. "I suppose I should head back." He looked down the street that would take him back home, back to his mom. But then he thought again. That would take him back to his pain. "Maybe I shouldn't go back," he said out loud into the night air. "I've never been much for going back myself," came a voice in answer. Darren whirled around. He saw a figure walking up Crossroads Avenue. An older gentleman smoothly ambled up next to Darren. "Rather late to be out for a stroll, my young man." "Then what are you out doing walking?" Darren replied. "Well, we don't always get to choose where we end up every night. What brings you to the crossroads tonight, young one?" "My name's Darren." He didn't much like being called young one. "Pleased to meet you, Darren. Hope you guess my name." "Huh? Never mind. Let me guess. You must be about 16 years old. "I'm 17. "My apologies. Let me see. 17 years old, walking alone on Christmas Eve. So, what's her name?" The stranger said with a smile. Darren chuckled. Had his mom asked him that question, he would have clammed up. But for some reason, it was easier to talk to this stranger. Her name is Angel. The stranger's smile grew. "A great name. Is it fitting?" "What? Is she an angel? That's the question. Or maybe the problem is, she's not your angel." "Ah, that look says it all. Well, my boy, Darren, I've been all around this world, seen all its wonders and met lots of women through my years. I have seen how one of them liking another instead of you can really hurt. That's a cut that runs deep." The old man shivered and wrapped his leather coat around him tighter. "You don't like the cold?" Darren asked. "Nah, I've always preferred hotter climates, but I'll survive." "Well, how did you travel the world?" Darren asked. "It's easier than you might think. All it takes is a single step in the right direction. And this can help too." The old man opened a case at his side that Darren had not noticed before. He looked inside the case and saw a glimmering guitar. The sight of it took Darren's breath away. "You're a musician?" "Well, something like that." "Do you play?" "My mom makes me take piano, but I really want to focus on guitar." "Ah, both excellent instruments, but it's a little hard to carry a piano. This guitar and amp, easy to travel with." The old man plugged his guitar into a small amp and began to play. The music swirled around Darren. He watched as the old man's fingers, which looked younger than expected, seemed to dance across the frets. Time stood still as the music grew and quickened and then lessened and almost seemed to drift away into the night air. "Whoa, where did you learn to play like that?" The old man shrugged. "Oh, I was taught by the best." Darren did not see the old man smile as he placed the guitar back in the case. Darren could not turn his eyes away from that beautiful guitar. The old man followed his gaze. Quite the instrument, isn't it? Especially in your hands, Darren agreed. Wish I had one. The old man looked into his eyes. Would you like this one? What? Are you serious? How much? He asked, even though he didn't have any money. Ah, this beauty? She's not for sale. But she's for the taking, if you want. With a wave of his hand, the old musician motioned Darren toward the case. You're playing with me, aren't you? Seriously, I can have it for free? Nothing in this world is free, came a new voice from behind Darren. He jumped and spun around. An older man in a long coat joined them. Hello, old friend, the man with the guitar said to the newcomer. It's been a long time since we have called each other by that term, the newcomer said. I suppose so. What are you going by these days? Gabe, is it? That's right, the newcomer nodded. Well, Gabe, your presence is not needed or wanted here tonight. My friend Darren was about to accept my generous offer of this guitar. Why don't you move along? Gabe looked intently at Darren. Nothing in this world is free. Have you asked him the price for that guitar? Yes, I did, he responded defensively, not liking this new fellow who had interrupted them. He told me it was free for the taking. Oh, I'm sure he did. But have you asked him the cost of taking that guitar? Said Gabe. What does he mean? Darren asked, turning toward the musician. The old musician glared at Gabe with such intensity that Darren took a step back. But Gabe returned the gaze without flinching. What your musician friend here has forgotten to mention is that taking that instrument comes with a cost. But you said it was free, Darren asked. Sighing, the musician's eyes softened as they left Gabe and looked at the young man. It is free, Darren. Don't listen to Gabe. Come with me, and this guitar is yours. Like I said, I've been able to travel the world. You can too. Take the instrument, come with me. I'll take you places that you've never, ever seen. You mean leave home? Is that really so hard? What's waiting for you back there? To be forced to go to church? The girl who rejected you? Or the pain of losing your father? Come with me. And we can leave all that in the past. Darren turned to Gabe, and turmoil was written all over his face. Darren, Gabe said, if you start running from your pain, you'll never escape it. It will always, always hound you, and you'll have to keep running. Or you can choose to stay and face that pain. How? The young man clenched his fist. I can't. It's too hard. You're right, said Gabe. But you don't have to face it alone. Ha! Who's going to help him? Are you planning on sticking around, Gabe? No, I didn't think so. Darren, come with me. I'll run with you. Gabe continued. Your mom is there for you. You know she's trying her best. You have a church family. And as you said, the pain is too hard. It is for us, but it's not too hard for Jesus. Really? The musician sneered. The baby in a manger is going to help. Right. He doesn't need fairy tales, Gabe. Wait, Darren shouted. What is this? What is going on? How do you two even know each other? We were friends once. The musician almost bit the words. I'm glad you still remember that, said Gabe. We were friends, Darren, long ago, long before the war, before the rebellion. Rebellion? Darren looked at both men standing opposite each other as the snow began to fall again. "What are you talking about?"
"We rebelled."
The musician raised his voice. "We were tired of being told what to do, tired of the rules.
We are free now, Darren.
Gabe is only here because he was commanded to come. Can't think for himself.
I am here because of you, because I care about you.
You can be free. Come with me, Darren. Take the guitar. You don't have to feel the pain anymore. Don't listen to this weakling nonsense story about a baby born to bring peace.
He is far more than a baby."
Gabe's voice thundered, and the musician cowered. Gabe continued, softer now. "Darren, everyone bows to someone, even him, though he doesn't want to admit it, and has spent far too long hiding from that fact. Were you told, were you commanded to be here?" Darren asked. "I was asked to come, and I choose to be here right now. No one forces me to come, and no one can force me to leave." Gabe stared the musician down and continued. "You heard him play earlier. But I think there is another song that you need to hear before you make your decision. Listen, Darren, and know that this season is about far more than a baby born in a manger. The choice is yours." Darren heard the voices of both men, but when he looked around, he stood under the street signs alone. No one was there. And he noticed the only tracks in the snow were his. But resting against the crossroads street sign was the guitar case. He walked over and opened the case, and the guitar was still inside. His hand reached out to touch the strings. Then the melody of the song tickled his mind. Long moments passed. He picked up the guitar case and slowly closed it. He set the case down and said aloud, "I'm going home." Darren woke up the next morning and walked to the living room. The Christmas tree was glowing with twinkling lights. His mom in the kitchen making breakfast. "You sure used to get up earlier on Christmas morning years ago." He chuckled. "I guess so. Sorry for sleeping so late. Did I get you off schedule?" His mom sighed. "No, let's not worry about schedules today. Family will get here when they get here. But I'm glad you and I can be together right now, just us." They sat down by the Christmas tree. She wrapped up in a blanket. This is what I love most about Christmas. No rushing, just being here together." "Me too," he said. "As a kid, Christmas was all about presents. Not so much anymore." But as he said the words, Darren looked under the tree. And behind the presents, in the back of the tree, he saw something new. A large present. "No way." He got up and reached to the back of the tree and brought out the present wrapped in paper with angels on it. His eyes nearly popped out of his head. "Mom, you got it for me?" Feeling like a kid again, he tore at the wrapping paper. He saw the guitar case under the wrapping, opened the case, and sucked in his breath. "Mom, how?" When he saw his mother's face, she looked more shocked than he. Darren picked up the guitar. In his hands, he held the beautiful Les Paul Midnight Blue guitar. It was not the cheap used Gibson guitar that she'd been making payments on. "I don't," she began, but stopped. "Is there a card?" was all she could think to say as she blinked back tears. "Yeah, it says, 'Dear Susan, I know you had your heart set on the Gibson guitar, but I really enjoyed that one. I hope this blue Les Paul will be a suitable replacement. Merry Christmas. And Darren, thank you
for picking a side. Sincerely, Gabe.
Mother and son looked at each other in disbelief.
I didn't get you anything awesome like this, Mom.
It's okay, honey. You are gift enough for me.
No, I haven't been good to you lately, Ma. I've been focused too much on myself. I really appreciate everything that you do.
I should say that more, and I should do more for you.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's just been so hard since.
I know, Darren. It's okay, she said, hugging him close. I knew you needed time. I've been praying for you.
But I haven't been there for you, Mom. You've got to be hurting too. I've just been focusing on my own problems and my own pain.
Darren, what's bringing all this on?
I just think I'm really starting to get what Christmas is all about. I used to think the story was all about just a baby in a manger, and so now we get presents. Now I realize that God was coming to our world to go to war. He was coming to fight for us, to save us. I got baptized years ago, but I don't know if I ever truly let God win the battle in my life. It's all been about me lately. That needs to change. I need to change. I got to pick a side and be a better son. You deserve that, but I think I'm going to need help, his help, to do it. Last night, I just realized that God is still fighting to save me.
She listened, trying to hold back tears.
Mom, I'm sorry I don't have a great present to give you, but how about if I play a song on the piano for church later today? If they'll let me, would you like that?
Yes, Darren, I'd like that very much.
Okay then, what's your favorite Christmas song?
Well, there are so many, I don't know.
Why don't you choose?
Well, after last night, I think my favorite might just be Hark the Herald, Angels Sing. She smiled as she held her boy close. Yeah, I like that one too.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, blessed Lord Jesus, wonderful Holy Spirit, this time of year, our hearts open up just a little bit more to hear the story again, the wonderful story of the King of the universe who came to a manger, born to be king, born to raise us, Lord, to give us new life. As we leave this place, Father, help us to not forget that you're still fighting for each and every one of us. Help us, Lord, to not forget that the war continues, but that you will win the war. And help each of us to choose a side and to choose you. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you for fighting for us. And thank you for winning the victory. In Jesus' name we pray, and all those who plan to choose a side said, Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a happy Sabbath and a happy Christmas.